Hi, it's Martin Compton. I've given myself a couple of hours to think about and reflect on the session with the Access Group Education and Teaching. And I thought it might be useful just to provide a little bit of a summary, a bit of a plenary to the whole session to draw it all together. So, really nice to meet you all today. Really enjoyed your company and your contributions and your dynamism and your energy and enthusiasm for the subject and for teaching. And, you know, from what I can gather, you all seem to be doing exactly the right thing. So brilliant. In terms of the session, as you know, we were looking at current issues and we spent some time at the beginning positioning ourselves physically as well as in terms of an argument in terms of a number of current issues from things that happen in schools, such as what the kids eat, how long they're there, what the teachers' responsibilities are, what the exams are like, how many exams they have, all sorts. It covered a lot of ground there. And I was trying to draw out from you not only your thoughts and ideas, but how you can strengthen those and understand where those ideas come from. And two things stand out. A couple of you, for example, said things like, yeah, I remember watching a programme and I read an article the other day and there has been some research done. And that is fantastic because that takes what is simply somebody's opinion or point of view and turns it into something that is much more than that. It turns it into something that's beginning to sound like an academic argument. In fact, the kind of thing that you'd want to put in your essay. Second thing that really struck me was the point about drawing on your experience and the impact and how significant that can be in terms of the way that your own views are shaped. And the example was the lack of space in the playground, I think, if you recall. And it did strike me then that, you know, how profound our own experiences of education are in terms of shaping the way that we want to be or definitely don't want to be in the case of bad teachers, for example, but also how we perceive education, what it's for, who it's about, what it's about, where, you know, where we're going with it, the purpose behind it, and all of that kind of thing. And loads of those issues cropped up today. I was particularly impressed with some of the links made to the sociology of education, why we educate people, whether it's because we are kind and generous and civilised and that's the way it should be, or whether it's a cynical exercise by the government. And several of you were suggesting that this current government wants to get back to a situation where fewer people go to university and that the elite can keep their jobs and the working classes know their place and do the crappy jobs. And very, very interesting to hear those discussions and debates. Thank you all so much for your contributions. You saw me and participated in a saw me do a seminar and participated in the discussion there. And as I said, Rachel will give you a printed structure to follow. And I would just hope that you could start thinking now about the topic that you want to explore. We brainstormed it and you wrote down loads of ideas, so try and find something that really, really interests you. And there did seem to be a lot of interest for people there. I hope that you saw that, you know, I tried to set it up by asking a few elicitation questions that were trying to find out how much people knew. And then I said what the issues were. Then I talked a little bit about style, presentation, structure, and features of the articles and bias. And then related it to my own experience and then opened it up to discussion with you again with some more questions. So that's what I'll be looking for from you. Finally, we looked at a couple of things online about fast searching. I found out just now that the internet's slow all over the college, so it wasn't just my computer. But quick searching using inverted commas and going directly to the book search on Google and searching within that. So I hope you found it useful. I hope you found it even half as interesting as I did, because if you did, it would have been worthwhile. So thanks once again, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks' time.